Council. You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hello, doorman, I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Push for a statewide task force on missing and murdered Black women and girls. It's her third attempt to get it funded.
How much more longer must we wait before the state that we live in decides to do something with the worst disparity in the nation? Once again, this task force will be created by 17 members. This task force has multiple purposes because there's so much that is happening in the state of Wisconsin that have led us to these disparities.
The bill would fund a position in the State Department of Justice to coordinate the task force with a report of proposed solutions due by the end of 2026. It carries a price tag of about $80,000 next year. Sheena Scarborough, whose daughter Sade Robinson was murdered in Milwaukee last year, said the task force could help other families find justice.
As you all know, we just came out of a very high-profile, traumatic, brutal trial you can ever imagine that was live-streamed, and everybody in the entire world is watching everything as me and my family are watching it for the first time. We are dealing with ongoing trauma daily.
Attorney General Josh Call also voiced support, calling the effort affordable and necessary. A similar task force for missing and murdered Indigenous women is funded with federal dollars. Advocates say Wisconsin must invest in protecting Black women too, something other states like Minnesota have already begun. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. Sunny, hot, and humid for Sunday. Highs in the low 90s. The heat index will push near 100. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms in low 70s.
Right now, 77 degrees.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Shali Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This week, we're talking with my buddy, Derek Hoppe. He is a garbage man in the city of Milwaukee. It is National Public Works Week, so we are shouting out one of our great public workers. And, you know, you never know how much you appreciate your garbage man until your garbage is no longer with you, you know? And I got to go on a ride-along with Derek. It was super fun. We actually have first-time garbage man, the video coming out this week, too, so check it out. And it being National Public Works Week, if you go to milwaukee.gov/jobs, you can check out all the jobs they have available. Great benefits. You get a lot of time outside, and they do a heck of a job for the community. So shout out to all of the people working our public works. And final reminder, guys, or I guess second to final reminder, we are going to take a break from the Cripescast for the summer. I think we have about 1 week left, one podcast left, and then we'll come back in full force in the fall, but want to let you know that's coming up. And yeah, so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is my conversation with your garbage man and mine, Mr. Derek Hoppe. Derek Hoppe, ladies and gentlemen. Derek, we've known each other since high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long while.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that been? Almost. We don't need to do math.
Hold on. I kind of want to do the math. At least 20 years, give or take.
Yeah. 20 some.
Yeah.
20, 20 and 21. Some.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That's wild. Yeah. We were just talking today, folks. If you don't know Derek and I, you probably don't know because this video probably hasn't come out yet. We did First Time Garbage Man, where I was your apprentice.
Yes.
Yeah. And we were talking as we were driving in the garbage truck. We were saying we passed a car that had collector's plates on it. Geez, I remember when that car was new.
That was a car you drove in high school.
Yeah.
Pretty much like, you know, and you only got it for like a grand and it ran.
Right.
Like that.
Not a lot has changed.
Yes.
Including that car now has collector plates. But
yeah,
that's something that, you know, not everybody you get to a certain age, you appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know. We're at that age.
Yeah.
It's good. So, Derek, my first question, we kind of start off all Cripes cast like this is like, what makes what it's like a Cripes sesh? What makes you say Cripes?
So with the job, I think a lot of it, like it's a very physical job and it's getting used to the grind.
Oh, yeah.
And there's things definitely, you know, the residents can do to make our job easier because we're collecting, you know, 700, maybe 800 houses and, you know, between not tying bags and stuff like that, like, you know, everything just kind of adds time on. It's weird. You get in the zone with this job. I think it's funny because I've kind of found myself to be like a creature of habit. And mm-hmm. It's a good job for that. And OCD, just kind of cleaning stuff up as I go. But, you know, yeah, making sure the bags are tied, making sure stuff's set out neatly to just keep us moving. Otherwise, we can get bogged down. And you kind of saw, like, with the morning, with the rain and stuff, everything kind of just compounds on itself. And, you know, you just kind of got to be mentally tough to go in and do it for, you know, 6-7 hours.
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, I we did for like an hour maybe.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of stuff started making more sense. Mm-hmm. You know, like you don't think about it, but like tying the bags, right? Because as soon as a bag goes, oh, well, then it's flying all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, and you get, you know, you see all like, you know, you see sometimes there's a bunch of garbage all over the street or whatever. And if it's windy like it is today and the bags aren't tied, well, then all of a sudden you got a trash tornado.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about it either.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, and I this was years ago. So I've been collecting garbage for like 10 plus years. And I worked with an old timer when I first started, and that was his like saying was like, yeah, you know, it's a windy day. You know what that means? That's the garbage man's broom. Like that was his, that was his line. But, you know, yeah, it just, I think a lot of it is just, you get used to just kind of being in the zone and, kind of just knocking the day out. And it's kind of nice. There's a certain amount of, well, I know it's the cripes portion, but I was going to say, it's a very, like, if once you get in the mindset, it's kind of a Zen job where you're just, you have what your day's task is in front of you. You got your map and it's like, okay, I can, you know, think about my day. I can keep going. You're getting paid to exercise. You know, it's a, for the most part, there aren't a lot of bad days.
Yeah, no,
you know?
I mean, it was fun today. I mean, cause like you see some stuff.
Oh,
you
yeah.
see some stuff out there.
Yeah,
you see
the knife.
Yeah.
Like, and that was just in there.
Yeah,
like,
there was a pocket knife just sitting. We put a bunch of garbage cans in, and then I was looking at the thing, and there was just a buck knife just sitting there in the deal. And I was like, so Derek, can we go in after that? And he said, no. Yeah, it's in the no-go zone.
Yeah.
You know, once it's in the track compacting area.
That's that.
Yeah.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah. That's a circle of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. But you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen collecting garbage?
I mean, it all depends. There's times we get a fair amount between like rats, squirrels, possums making homes in it. And, you know, again, you're dumping so many carts, you're kind of just a little zoned out. And next thing you know, like I've had a squirrel run off my shoulder. Had
some wildlife. In
wildlife.
There too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's every bit of nature. Like,
well, thank God they got out. You know?
Yeah.
Cause that you pull them from the jaws of life. After that compactor gets in there, it takes no prisoners.
No. And you know, I mean, yeah, one of the times that you try to like, I believe in a little bit of karma. So yeah, it's like, you know, like a possum, it's like, oh, this animal's doing some good. So I ended up kind of getting it by the tail and scooting it out. Cause you know, yeah, you don't want to.
No, last thing you want to do is that's not a way for even a possum to go out.
No.
That's good. Yeah. You're an environmentalist and a garbage man.
Yes. Yeah.
Know, at the end of the day. Well, that's cool. I didn't see any animals come out of the trash that we put in there today, but you know, we only did two city blocks. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of the environmental side of it, I'm always fascinated with like the stuff you can throw out and can't throw out. You know, what are some like no-go things? Like I know lithium batteries, right? That I know because that you can't even take those on a plane because they spontaneously combust somehow.
Yeah, and I'd say, you know, but you can see it on the news. I mean, for as long as I've been doing it, I think I've had three, maybe four fires in a truck that I've been working on just
wow.
That. Cell phone batteries. Laptop. Mostly it was cell phone batteries, laptop batteries. And then one time it was like a 18 volt drill battery, but it's, you know, always kind of the batteries.
Yeah.
And yeah, they, it's funny. Cause it's like you even can try to put it out with water, but they just get so hot. The water kind of sizzles off. Like you could douse it in water. And if it catches on something dry, it'll go right back up.
Really?
Yeah. They definitely go on YouTube. There's some pretty gnarly videos of just how quickly that fire can happen.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure people throw those things away all the time. Cause how's anyone going to know, you know, if they're not paying attention, what do they think they do with it? You know?
Exactly. And and sometimes too, it's in the packaging. Like, you know, they might throw a recycling symbol on it, telling someone it's recyclable, but you know, you look at that and you're like, all right, I'll throw it in the cart. You know, like it's just kind of, you know, I mean, the same thing with styrofoam. A lot of that stuff gets stamped with recycling logos, but you know, unless you're like sending it to where it's specially recycled. If it's going to the recycling plant, you know, it's probably going to get tossed because they don't deal in recycling styrofoam.
Yeah, that's kind of like what do they call it? They're like a greenwashing thing, yes. You know, where the company's like, oh, well, just put a recycling thing on it. People care less. Let them
figure it out.
And it works,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But then what you get is you get all these people just throwing styrofoam and like certain cups and stuff and mm-hmm. even straws into the recycling thing. And all that just kind of gums up the works. And then, like, do you do the recycling side too, or just
I've done recycling? Yeah.
So isn't it true that if let's say you put the recycling all in like a plastic bag and then that bag kind of gums up the works. Isn't that true?
Bags can, all the sorting equipment, it's all run by conveyor belts and, gears and such. And yeah, that'll knock a plant offline for an hour or two when they got to go in and kind of just remove all that buildup.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's anything. It's funny. That same thing goes, like, we'll have people that'll try to recycle paint, just latex paint, because I don't know why, but, you know, they'll throw a couple cans of paint in the garbage or in the recycling. And, you know, the same thing, that anything between that motor oil, anything that then touches, that'll contaminate a whole load of recycling. So everyone could be recycling correctly, and then all it takes is a couple quarts of oil or a couple gallons of paint and it's shot, you know, and that's something that kind of can get overlooked from time to time too.
Yeah. Cause I could see it being like, okay, this can, the actual can itself, that can be recycled cause that's made out of tin or something, mm-hmm. you know? So you're like, okay, this can go. But then if it's got a little paint in it, that'll screw up a whole batch, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm really interested in it though. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this. Yeah. Okay.
The cans. Guidelines.
Yeah. No scrap metal, no plastic bags, no batteries, no garbage, no tanglers like hoses, wires, or chains.
People love to throw hoses in for some reason. We get a lot of like garden hoses.
Really?
That we got to pull out. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. What are the most tried to recycle things that just don't get, that's a no go? Like, what's the most common ones?
I would say garden hoses, and then like big bulky plastic items like children's toys or anything where you're like, well, it's plastic, like, yeah, put it in there, see what happens, you know. Yeah. It just why not?
You get a, like, big Barbie house in there.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, stuff like that.
What does happen if you put a Barbie house in there?
It gets crushed up, and then again, it's that goes, eventually it's going to be on a plastic line where stuff's getting sorted, and they're going to have to, all that stuff will go in the reject pile, and then it's off to the landfill.
Yeah.
So
that's wild. So you just cut to the chase and then do it. And scrap metal. Yeah. I mean, so like, let's say you got like you got sort of a bed frame and you pull out the, or a mattress and you pull out the, springs or whatever. Mm-hmm. That can't be recycled either, huh? You got to probably take that in specifically.
Drop off center, or if you know, scrappers will come and pick it up. I know they like Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
Craigslist, stuff like that. There's people that will come pick up scrap metal for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting.
But a lot. Oh, that, and actually, now that you mention it, yeah, a lot of on the scrap metal side, we get a lot of car parts, brake rotors, shocks, stuff like that. And a brake rotor will rip the hopper when it's compacting. That'll rip the hopper right open. And mm-hmm. then that's a couple $1,000s to, you know, repair that, welding and sheet metal and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it is pretty wild of like, of how many things like, can just screw up so many, mm-hmm. so so many people can be doing it right. And one person meaning to do well, but not realizing it can just screw the whole thing up. So yeah. No car parts, huh?
No car parts.
Okay. But, no, clothing, can't do that either.
It's another thing on the garbage side, it's amazing how much clothes people throw away. You'll dump carts of clothes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a bummer. It's like, you know, I'm a big recycler and, you know, donate my stuff. But there's times it's just amazing the amount of stuff people go through on it. And if you're on the same route, you're coming by week after week and it's like, you're throwing bags of clothes in, bags of other stuff. And, you know, it's just, Yeah. I don't know. I like
just take it to the Goodwill kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. Let's kind of get back to how you started. When did you decide you were going to be a garbage man?
That was actually something. So I was one of the little kids that would sit outside and watch the garbage man.
You were that guy?
Yeah, I was that guy.
Wow.
So it's kind of been something I wanted to do since I was a kid.
Childhood dream.
Yeah. And I saw it through.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, man.
So, you know, but it's cool. Like, I don't know. There's just a certain amount of, I like being out, you know, there's a lot of like things when you, even when you look like surveys and such, where it's like, you know, there's people that say like, oh, I want a job that, you know, I feel like I'm doing something, or I want, you know, and this is something where, you know, the proof is in the work you're doing, where you can see like, as you're going by alley, you know, you're making stuff look better. You're getting rid of clutter. Same thing if in the winter we're plowing snow and it's like you slowly get to see the streets look better.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's Wisconsin weather and it's like you put, nothing's worse than putting in like 8-10 hours plowing snow just to have like another snow band come in and like erase it. It's the most defeating feeling in the world sometimes. Yeah. Where you're just like, perfect. Back to square one. You
yeah.
know? But
yeah.
we got to keep everything open. So, you know, you just keep going, you plug away at it.
Got it. So you've been doing the DPW and yes. you're in Milwaukee right now.
Yes.
And then before that you were in Greendale or West Dallas?
Greendale and West Dallas I've worked for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. A
couple other municipalities, yeah.
And you've done all sorts of stuff, like yes. So snowplow, you've done garbage removal. What yep. else have you done?
Sewer and water. So anything like installing water meters, water main repair, sewer backups, stuff like that. I've helped out with forestry. So yeah, kind of a little bit of everything.
Wow. You're like a you name it, I've done it kind of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as snow removal goes, like, Is that part of the garbage job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most of your plow drivers are sanitation drivers.
No kidding.
And there's also like rotating in workers from streets, sewers, forestry. They fill in. But like, yeah, it's not uncommon to have to go pull trash for, you know, 7-8 hours in the snow. And then we're in a plow truck right after that.
Holy smokes.
Working another, you know, shift in that.
Yeah, you guys really help make the whole thing go around.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there's something to be said about that, because sometimes people get frustrated or impatient, but it's like, yeah, we're out there kind of doing everything, you know, and it's sometimes it just, the key is it takes time.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Give you guys time.
And we're a very instant society. You know, yeah. I can look at my phone and hey, the snow just is out of here. Why is this, you know, why do the streets still look like this? It's like, every plow truck's doing a certain amount of miles. That guy might have been doing garbage before that. Like, you know, his plow truck could break down. There's just everything that kind of like the same thing you were saying with like recycling, like in a snow event, things can kind of compound on itself.
Yeah.
And it's just time. The salt, even salt to melt snow takes time. You know, you see the salter come by and you know that it might take a couple hours for to see the results of that salt, you know,
That is true though, because we're in like a very, as you said, an immediate society. I want this done now, and if it's not done, it must be that someone's doing a bad job. Not just things in life sort of take time, right?
Yes.
Is that frustrating? Do you get a lot of people come up complaining to you, saying like, why didn't you guys do this or that?
You do get a fair amount of negative feedback. I would call that, but not. I mean, honestly, I'd say I get more positive by far. Like residents that say, you know, give you a thumbs up or tell you you're doing a good job. And that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's especially if you're in for 12, 16 hours, you know, it's good to get a thumbs up to let, you know, because, you know, they're just seeing you do their, you know, they're watching you plow their street. But yeah, on a route, you might plow 25, 30 streets, you know, so it's like, it's just, you know, it's good to get some good feedback.
Yeah.
You know,
you get a couple of thumbs up that pays for the guy who gave you, you know,
piece of his mind.
Yeah. Or like, piece of his finger up or something like that.
Exactly.
What's been the weirdest interaction you've had with someone?
I would say there's sometimes where people just take it personal. Like ultimately our goal is to try to widen the street as much as possible. For emergency vehicles, for parking, for things like that. And, you know, they might have took the time to shovel their driveway out and all of a sudden they see you. And it's like, you know, to do a street curb to curb, you might do 5-6 passes, but you know, they see you come by once and they're already starting to shovel and you come by again. And then by like time 3 or 4, they're waving you down like, hey, like, I'm sick of you driving by, you know, ruining, I'm trying to shovel. And it's like, sir, this whole thing has to get opened up. Like, again, it's time,
right?
You know, like, right. You know, if you can be out here shoveling, well, but it's no matter what, I have to get the street plowed curb to curb.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're directed to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's just kind of a bit of practicing futility if you're going to try to combat that. But, you know, the snow's got to go somewhere.
Yeah. I think, too, people just everyone's got a control thing, you know, and everyone's like everyone loves to sort of on the local government or whatever, wherever they are. You know, it's kind of like a thing people like to do sometimes. You see it. And especially though, if, cause I've also been the guy out there, plowing and then it gets done. And I've thought the same thing. I'm like, God, I gotta go out there and do it again.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when you're, walking across the street and there's a car, that kind of is coming your way, you know, and you're like, I'm walking here.
Yeah.
And then when you're driving, you're like, I'm driving here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And then if you're Yoda, you're like, drive, here I am, or however Yoda talks, you know.
yeah,
something like that. And it's just human nature probably largely. Yeah. But if people hear the other side of it, I think it helps it all come together.
Yeah.
So you talk about it kind of being like a meditative state there.
Yeah.
You know, what's that like when you get in your zone?
I think it's what's amazing is especially with plowing snow, climbing in the truck, I'll say it's like going into a time machine. Cause it's like, once you get going, the amount of focus it takes where you're watching traffic, you're making sure you're not tearing up lawns or, you know, there's low hanging branches, especially with, you know, freezing rain or something like that. So it's like, you're so like focused that all of a sudden you look at your watch and it's like, it's been 2 hours. And then, you know, okay, I got to do, oh man, it's already like, you know, 5 o'clock at night, like I'm out of here at 9 o'clock or something, you know, next thing you know, it's like, oh, the shift's over. Like, and it's like, that was 12 hours of time and it just goes by in a flash. Cause you're at the time, it just takes a lot of concentration for what you're doing and to do it safely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So kind of you're out there, you're outside getting fresh air in the zone. And then before you know it, it's all over.
Yeah. And the same thing collecting trash. I mean, sometimes you get your days with we had a little bit of rain this morning, you know, working. I've been in days where it's like a downpour for 6-7 hours. And at that point, you just kind of like, that's how the day is going to go. Like, and you just have to be all right with it because we don't just like, all right, we'll come back and try to do it tomorrow. Like, no, it's what you have to get done is there. So you got to get it done, you know, and it could be negative wind chills, it could be pouring rain, it could be 100 degrees, you know, we're still out there and you just got to make it happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of things too that you know, like if you're you told me this the other day of like if you're doing drywall or whatever and you get a bunch of dust in there, you know, and you empty that out and then you're just kind of getting caked with dust yourself.
Oh yeah.
So it's like aside for the bags things, what are like and that the to wrap that point up is like, so if you're gonna do drywall or whatever, get it all in a bag so it's not just spraying your garbage bin.
Yeah, contain it. If it's a sizable amount, take it to the dump. Like you can't always just take it to the dump and make it easier because sometimes those carts, if someone's trying to fill up a whole cart of drywall, you might not even be able to move that cart, you know, and then they might get frustrated because, you know, their garbage got skipped and it's like, try. You threw some onto the back of the truck and moving around. I mean, if that thing's a couple hundred pounds, they're not easy to like move around and, you know, kind of finagle onto the truck.
Yeah. Right. Right. No, it's got that sort of, even when I was putting it on, you know, and you kind of, I didn't even know that's why the back of the garbage can looked the way it did. So it could the machine would grab it and throw it in, you know. But so you kind of just start looking at things a little bit differently
Sure.
When you're out there doing it or whatever.
And especially it's funny with like new people, because it's like it almost gets hard to train new people, because after a while it's just muscle memory, and you can just keep going.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Grateful passenger shook the hand of a Southwest Airlines pilot after he plunged the aircraft into a massive drop to avoid another plane. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The pilots received two alerts from the onboard collision avoidance system calling for immediate evasive maneuvers to avoid a potential collision with a 66-year-old former Swiss Air Force fighter jet.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met twice with jailed Jeffrey Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell as drama swirls about Epstein's ties to President Trump. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Maxwell was convicted of conspiracy in the repeated sexual abuse of young girls. During her trial, some of the victims said they wanted her to be sentenced to life in prison.
It's hot out there. Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
Northern mid-Atlantic regions, Ohio, Pennsylvania, parts of western Maryland, West Virginia, some of those areas are going to get some significant rainfall potential in those areas just because of how warm and humid it is.
CBS News Brief, I'm Allison Keys.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
The Brewers lose to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 loss to the Marlins. Miami has now won 7 of the last 10 games. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
That team over there is hot. They're playing good, and they're coming of age. And it's reflective in their last 10 games and how some of those players are coming into their own. And we didn't do enough.
NFL training camp continues in Green Bay. The players with a day off, they resume practice tomorrow morning at 10:30. Mark Murphy held his final press conference after 17 years as the team president and CEO.
You know, it's a little bittersweet. I mean, obviously, I'm very appreciative. You know, I feel honored, you know, that the fans have been so supportive, you know, of me and the organization. You know, I feel so grateful to Bob Harlan. You know, he and I overlapped for a number of months, but more importantly, you know, he left the organization in great place, and hopefully I've done the same.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. Sunny, hot, and humid for Sunday. Highs in the low 90s. The heat index will push near 100. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms in low 70s.
It's 81 at our studios right now.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No, don't turn on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside, and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, folks, this is Civic Media. I'm Charlie Behrens. You are listening to the Cripes Cast. Here's my conversation with Milwaukee garbage man Derek Hoppe.
And especially it's funny with like new people, because it's like it almost gets hard to train new people, because you, after a while, you're just, it's just muscle memory and you can just keep going. And then you work with, like that, where it's like, oh, put the card, you know, it's like, oh no, you got to the other way. And in your head, you're like, ha, ah. But it's like, it is, it's, you know, it takes a bit to like, you can slowly kind of build up the speed you're working with to, you know, cause everything's, it's funny with that, with collecting garbage or anything like that. It's just time. Like there's guys, I've worked with guys that can look at their watch and they'll know, all right, we're 4 minutes behind right now. You know, and we were an hour into the day, and they can just, you get so like just set into it where you just know where you should be. You should, you know, how long each thing should take. Like you just get your day like down like a Swiss watch, you know.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
I don't know if it, the way I'm describing it, I don't know if that sounds like good or bad, but it's just, it's a fun job. Cause it's just, I don't know. It's nice just going and just get it done.
All right. Yeah, no, 100%. Driving the truck's kind of fun. I didn't know that every garbage truck had two steering wheels in it.
Some of them don't. Primarily, though, all the residential trucks do. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, they're now, now that you're mentioning that, like sometimes with people that, you know, just start doing it, like, and you're driving and all of a sudden, you know, they're tired from a day of work and they just go lean on the wheel to like rest. And you're like, hold on, man. Like, you know, like, oh no, I'm driving. Like you gotta get off the wheel, you know, right. Like it's just, yeah, it takes a lot to, be able to learn how to drive from the right side. And like, cause you're constantly, you know, each when we were doing those fronts, you know, and you were riding on the back, it's just, you almost have to get just in the habit of like blind spot. I'm watching you blinds, you know, and you have to do it. Cause the one time you're not going to look is the time there's going to be a car parked right next to you. And you're just going to, you know what I mean? It's just, it's so easy to like get in the routine, but then you, for safety, you can't, you know, you also have to like always be mindful of right. Like what's going on around you.
Yeah. 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 Well, you've lived in Milwaukee for, your whole life, right? Yes. Pretty much.
Yeah.
What do you like about Milwaukee? What's the reason you've stayed here and kept doing it?
Just for the city. It's a city with a lot of personality, and the residents, I generally are, you know, I've worked in areas all over the city. Everyone's, you know, come out, say hi to you, say good morning. Like people are generally pretty nice. And just as a city, there's a lot going on, but it's funny. Cause I mean, there's almost 600,000 people in the city, but the ability to just run into people, oh yeah, how's it going? You know, you just recognize people, and it's very funny to, they always call it small Milwaukee, but it's so true. Like just on any given day, the people you run into or say hi to, and somehow amongst all, like, you know, the bustle of the day, you're still running into people,
yeah.
You know, and saying hi and stuff like that. So it's that, you know, so that's what I kind of like. I just feel like, it's a big city, but it can always kind of feel like home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What's your favorite bar in Milwaukee?
Ooh, that would be, ooh, I gotta watch. Yeah.
You're trying not to offend anyone,
yes,
right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can have a few honorable mentions.
Okay.
That may make it even worse though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause now it's who didn't you mention?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of over in Bayview. So like a handful of like just kind of local neighborhood bars that are owned by, you know, all the Bayviewians, Newport, Garibaldi, Puddlers, kind of that. It's more so the vibe. And I kind of laugh because as you get older, I think, you know, when you're in your 20s, it was like you went out to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh, like you get to know bartenders and it's like, oh, I got to go see Paul. He's working tonight, you know, or I got to go see, you know, it's kind of a change in the rotation where you just eventually have people you go to see, you know, so
I just like the setup, you know, in your 20s, you go out to have fun. But in your 30s,
yeah.
You just got a guy you got to go see.
Yeah, yeah. You got to socialize, get caught up, yeah. See the regulars. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, it's less about like just going out and yeah.
Do you have like regulars you see
on the routes or?
Oh no, at the bars or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, got a favorite bartender?
Oh,
see, now I'm really asking you to do
yeah,
it.
I don't know if I could. Yeah. That might be that. That's like,
well, I'm asking the tough questions here, Derek. And if you can't, you know, handle the heat.
In Bayview, I'd say like, there's one guy, PK. He's probably he's old. He's been bartending for a while and he's always got a good joke lined up and yeah, he's a cool guy.
Which bar is he at?
A couple of them, but mainly Newport Creeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he'll just sit there and he'll hit you with like just a classic joke.
Classic joke. Yeah.
Can you remember any of them?
I don't know. Most of them I probably couldn't.
Kind of don't want to retell his joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, one of those things where you kind of have to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I would encourage you to go check it out.
Okay.
that's the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'd say that's another thing. Like even in Milwaukee you get to know, you know, you live in a neighborhood for a while and you get to kind of know everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice because you're the garbage man in town,
yeah.
You know, and you not only see people in your neighborhood, but you see them on your routes. Do you get to know people on your routes?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's residents. I was a fill-in in Bayview and we had one lady every week cookies. She baked us cookies.
Really?
So we had bags of cookies for us. Just stuff like that. Always, hey, good morning. How's it going? You know, it just. Some people it's like you're a part of their week, you know,
yeah,
so, you know, they're waiting for you to say hi or good morning. Or
she just came out though with a bag of cookies.
Yeah.
Is this like an every week?
Every week.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many cookies were in that bag?
Probably like three or four.
Three.
Or, yeah, I mean, like a good. Well, and she'd always but it was always. Now this one's for the laborer. This one's for the driver. Like, you know, it was very like, you know, don't you dare like, you know, try to take both of them. Like, you know, she made it very clear, like, you know, these are the share.
Yeah.
I have one bag for each.
Like, did she like give it direct? Is it like when you leave a tip for, you want to make sure that waiter gets it specifically?
Yeah.
Did she take it over to the.
No, she was elderly. So I was kind of always at the door. But like, yeah, she was just always made sure you knew like, all right, this one's for the labor. This one's for you.
Oh,
like,
man,
you
know. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember her name?
No, actually. You know, it's funny. Like that's I'm actually terrible with names, but no.
Yeah,
I do. But it's funny because it would be you could talk to any driver who's been on like in that area or on those routes. And it's like, oh, the cookie lady.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, yeah,
she's the cookie lady.
Yeah. Like. You know,
nice. What other nice things do people do?
When it's hot out, residents bring us water, bring us Gatorades. I had I had one lady and it was funny. She came out with like a bowl of grapes and I was really? Like, here you go. I'm like, well, okay. Like I appreciate it, you know? But just stuff like that, you know, especially in the heat, it helps. Cause you're, you know, when we're out there, you're just getting, you know, it's hot and it's humid and, you know, a water, a Gatorade is always kind of nice to, you know, keep you going.
Yeah, definitely. Get you the electrolytes in and whatnot.
Yeah.
A few more questions about Milwaukee. I had, you kind of got sidetracked a little bit. That's half my fault, half your fault, you know, what's your favorite bowling alley in Milwaukee?
Ooh. I have to say now in Bayview Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
when
a good one.
Lived on the east side, it was Landmark Lanes.
So it's pretty much whatever bowling alley's closest to your house.
Bowling alley. Yes. And I go, but and also like Landmark Lanes back in the day, like this was like pre like smoking ban.
Oh,
where
yeah.
It was like you had to have like Landmark clothes, like, and that was just if you were going to Landmark, yeah. Let me look around. Okay. Yeah. This is because they would just, it was, you smelled like an ashtray.
Yeah.
After being in there for a couple hours. And it was like, if it'd be closed, like they had these like floodlights come on. And it was just like, all of a sudden, you know, all the lights would come on and be like, everyone out. And there'd just be this smoky haze. It was, you know, you just had to be there. It was like, you know, there isn't anything like that anymore.
No, not like, at all.
You know, so yeah, I guess I finally remember Landmark for that time, you know.
And like that's kind of like George Webb's. They used to let you smoke inside there at George Webb's.
Oh, 100%. I always laughed because my grandma on my dad's side was a smoker. And very much it wasn't until I was older where it was like, oh, grandma picked where we were going to eat based on if they had a smoking section.
So like, it's exclusively George Webb's for a lot of time.
Yeah. Or just, yeah, like, oh, I can't even remember some of the other ones because they used to, you know, it wasn't very like, you know, you weren't free from the smoke, but it would usually, you know, for a while it was like you came into the restaurant and one side was, you know, smoking, non-smoking or this and that. But it was like, yeah, once if it was a no smoking place, they were off the list. Like,
yeah. Nope, not anymore.
Yeah.
I love the smoking section though. Very scientific way to limit people's exposure to smoke.
Yeah. That it's not just airborne.
Blow it in that direction.
Yeah.
That's great. So where do you want to kind of take the garbage situation? Where, like, do you see yourself like what first of all, what are the positions? Like, where do you go? You start off, you said the guy on the back of the truck thing I was doing, that's called the laborer.
So the laborer is still an equipment operator. When you start with the city, you're an equipment operator one.
Okay.
And as you slowly learn other pieces of equipment, you become an equipment operator two. And then beyond that, there's a promotional position that's more competitive to be an equipment operator three. And then beyond that, there's also special equipment operators with the city, and that's, you're operating like a backhoe, a street sweeper, stuff like that, more stuff that takes like specialized training.
Yeah.
So you kind of, and it's nice because there's some places where, you know, you go to a smaller municipality, they hire you for what they hire you for, and that's what you're, you know, that's what you're going to do. Where here it's, there's a lot of opportunities. Like, I've even worked with guys, or I've even worked with equipment operators that have went on to be firefighters, cops for the city, electricians. You know, it's cool because there's opportunities for you within the department, but also when you're in the city, you know, you can also transfer to other departments. So it's a cool job if you want to have a lot of opportunities for what you're looking to do.
Yeah. So like, if you know, if someone's out there thinking like, hey, I kind of want to do this, how do you even get started in it? Where do you go?
First would be to get your CDL, and that's through the state. You can go
for people don't know, CDL,
commercial driver's license.
Okay.
Now recently used to be able to do like kind of a self-taught thing, and then you could take the road test and so on, but now you got to go to a tech school.
Okay.
So it costs more money now.
I like how it's like a self-taught thing for like a garbage truck.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
back in the day,
like, I was self-taught.
You were self-taught.
I
kind of did it till you didn't hit anything.
Well, you'd study the manual, you'd go take the written test. You had to pay then, because you'd have your, it's kind of like a regular driver's license. There's a written test, then there's a time where you're like a permitted, and then you go to a road test, and then you have your CDL.
Okay. So, but now there's a more formal process to get.
Yes.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can't just be grandfathered in.
No. Well, and that was actually funny because, so the original CDLs back in the day, it was called a chauffeur's license. And those were basically like, you know, you just had to show up.
You know, and like, fee.
Yeah, and then you got a job and here's the keys.
Yeah.
God bless. We've come a long way for, you know, that kind of the knowledge and standards, you know, from, you know, the days of old.
Yeah.
But
so you come in though, you get your CDL.
You come in, you get your CDL, you just keep an eye out. There's times where the city also hires for laborers. But that would be more streets and other departments. And there you can come in with just a permit. So if you pass the written test, and then they give you time and training to get your CDL. So you're kind of given like a grace period to get your seat, you know, to go through, get it, passing the road test and so forth.
Yeah.
But okay. then, just looking for open positions, for public works and mainly laborer, equipment operator. Yeah. There's a lot of like entry level. And then even once you're in, like, so, you know, laborer in streets, sewers, for forestry, they have like a kind of an apprenticeship based position. Like there's different, you know, there's all these inroads. And then once you're in public works, there's opportunities within there that are transfer positions. So those are positions that might not even be opened up on the website, but opened initially for employees.
Oh, nice. So what's like, the website, by the way?
It's the City of Milwaukee website and then /jobs.
Milwaukee.gov/jobs.
Milwaukee.gov/jobs.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's and great.
You can even fill out like a job interest form, so they'll send you emails. You can call if there's a position that you have, you know, you can talk to the Department of Employee Relations.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball on the air here on WFHR. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Austin Thomas, and the Rafters getting ready to take on the Green Bay Rockers once again here in Ashwaubenon. The Rockers on deck at home, and well, the Rafters trying to get back on track after taking on a tough Wausau team over the past couple of days. And well, the Rockers are jockeying for seeding with those Wausau Woodchucks for the playoffs. However, the Rockers did already clinch a playoff position. They did, of course, win the first half crown, so got the playoff position there, but trying to get some momentum heading into the postseason, and the Rafters hoping to slow them down. Taking a look back at last night, the Rafters ending up dropping a game against the Woodchucks 8-3, and one that the Woodchucks just beat the Rafters in about every category, but very slightly. It wasn't a big overperformance from the Woodchucks, but in just about every category, they were up, you know, one or two, just a little bit there. And that ultimately ended up doing the damage at the end of the game. The Rafters did see Eric Harper pick up three hits, and along with that, Harrison Garrett picked up a pair of hits as well in his Rafters home hit debut as well. He handed it off, and the offense just couldn't quite keep things rolling along against the Woodchucks. The bullpen, though, for the Rafters, once again showing off 4 1/3 innings. They allowed just one earned run over those 4 1/3, and that wasn't enough, though, because you look at the side for the Woodchucks. They had a quality start from Zach Wyatt. It was his fourth straight quality start, and he handed it off to the bullpen, who went 9 up, 9 down to finish off the game. That's a look back at yesterday night. The Rafters hoping this afternoon will go a little bit differently, and it's going to be Trevor Moik who is going to be stepping on the mound, the right-hander for the Rafters. He's got the lowest ERA on the team right now and didn't allow an earned run his last time out, going 4 1/3 innings. He's taken on the righty Mac Crowley, who did appear his last game against the Rafters and took the loss in that one as the Rafters were able to win here in Green Bay. So that's what we're looking at matchups-wise, and I guess we're going to have to wait and see how today's turns out. Pre-game interview coming up, and we're going to be talking with Landon Gaz, who joins us on the show. Excited to get to share that with you guys. That comes up next as the Rafters pre-game show rolls along. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the show, it's Landon Gaz. And Landon, off to a steaming hot past couple of games for you, really seeing the ball well at the plate and getting a lot of hits for it. How's it been feeling for you? How comfortable are you at the plate right now?
I'm feeling real comfortable. I'm seeing the ball really well, and I feel like I'm just doing my best to hit the ball as hard as I can every at bat, and that's where I find my success.
Well, obviously a guy who's been in the Northwoods League before and, you know, trying to run it back here and getting back into the flow of things. Started off a little bit cold of the season, but recently, as we've mentioned, feeling a lot more comfortable at the plate. When you look back at those first couple of games and you compare it to where you're at right now, what do you think has been the biggest change for you?
Well, I think it was 2 months before I saw, 90 plus. So seeing that for the first time was definitely eye-opening. And now that I got my timing down and I've had ABs under my belt, I don't got any excuses no more. So, I'm here to perform.
Well, you're certainly performing well right now. And, you've had a couple of big games. I think one that stands out to me, the three extra base hit game where you had a homer and two doubles. Do you remember that game pretty well? And how are you feeling at the plate in that one?
I do. To be honest, when I was at the plate, I wasn't thinking at all. I just reacted and good things happen, and that's just baseball.
Yeah, I feel like that's the best way to do it, Yeah. You just kind of go in with an empty mindset and a blank slate.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, obviously, you've been playing baseball for a long time, and you've been playing high-level baseball as well this past two seasons at UC Irvine. How has it been kind of playing at the Division I level and getting to see those top arms and the top talent in the country collegiately?
Well, the talent is phenomenal. I mean, I remember showing up on campus, and I was just amazed by the amount of players we had and how much talent there really is out there. And, I have the best coaching staff, and they're so helpful. And they've made me a better player over the last 2 years. And I think that there's no other place I'd rather be.
Well, obviously, you mentioned the coaching staff there, the coaching staff here as well. You've started to get to know them a lot better. Of course, Ziggy was here last year, so you've gotten to know him and running it back this year. What have been some of the biggest things that they've been telling you, trying to improve your game every single day?
Big thing is just keep grinding it out. Like you said, I started off pretty slow, and then things just started to click, and you just got to grind every day, and every day is a new day.
Yeah, and you talk about your coaches at UC Irvine as well. What's kind of the difference in the coaching between summer ball and then back collegiately?
Collegiately, it's very team-oriented, and, it's everyone's for the team, everyone's there to win, and it's more of a team culture. Summer ball, it's definitely a lot more individual, but, the coaches, they're here to get us better. They're throwing BP to us every day, and they're helping us with our swings, and they're offering early work, getting ground balls and stuff. So they do the best that they can with what they got to get us better.
We're talking a little bit about more about you personally. Why the return to Wisconsin Rapids?
I want to play for Ziggy. I mean, Ziggy reached out for me, and he advocated for me, and I want to play for somebody that wants me to be there. So I was like, yeah, I want to play for you. So here I am, and I don't regret my decision at all. I'm glad to be back in Rapids.
Well, it seems like the team's having a good time right now, trying to get in the win column. They've been turning things around a little bit slowly as of late. When you look at the culture of the team right now, and it's something that I've talked about in the past couple of pregame interviews as well, what are you kind of seeing as a player and in the interactions that you've had with the other guys?
I think all the friendships are great, and I mean, all the guys click, and all of us want to win, and we're trying our best to win, but obviously it just hasn't clicked as well. And you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to doing the thing. We can't do the things that make us lose if we want to win. So I think that, you know, there could be a quick change at any given moment, and it's just baseball.
All right, well, that's really all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's all.
All right, well, I appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Austin.
Once again, that was Landon Gaz joining us on the pregame show. We're going to go ahead and step aside, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the